All right, Kenby Kennedy and Ken Lixall brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. 99 cent coffee, any size, any time. Donna is from Derry.
Derry.
Donna?
The Dirty Dare.
The Dirty Dare?
The Dirty Dare. I like that.
Is that what they call it?
And that's what they call it.
That's what she calls it.
Okay. I heard that at 50 years old, Donna just did her first dance recital.
What? Yes, girl.
I did.
What kind of dance?
Yep. Clogging.
Nice. But
what?
Not the petticoat kind.
No, I got you.
It was the cool kind.
The cool kind.
Yeah.
The cool kind. The cool kind of clogging.
She just threw shade on all the other cloggers
out there.
Y'all are lame.
Take your wooden shoes go with you.
I'm from the Dirty Dare. I don't know what you're doing over there.
We're clogging out here.
But we're clogging in the Dirty Dare.
The dirty dancing in the dare.
Donna, will you kick salt out of the studio, please?
Yes, salt.
All right, he's gone. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than salt, you score yourself $100. Remember, you tie, you lose. Looking at salt's moderately sized board, he's got 112 wins, 14 losses, and he's now over in that soundproof studio and cannot hear any of these questions. Question number one, Bruce Willis and his wife of 10 years, Emma, recently renewed their vows. Bruce's ex, Demi Moore, actually attended the ceremony. Who did Demi marry after Bruce?
Ashton Kutcher.
Try it again.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, that's close enough. Question number two. Scary Spice says...
California. I have an accent.
That's okay. Scary Spice says that she and Ginger hooked up once back in the day. It was just a fun thing. The Spice Girls say, if you want to be my lover, you got to blank.
You got to hang with my friends.
Question number three. See, now I can't give her the first one either.
Because
I can't give her the second one. Question number three. 2 Chainz came out at Ariana Grande's show at the Garden last week as they performed the new song Rule the World together. Ariana currently has the number one song in the country. What song is it?
Yeah, I'm going to get everything almost right this morning, but not quite. 7 Rings?
Question number four. Former NASCAR star Danica Patrick turning 37 today. She is currently dating an NFL quarterback. Who is he?
I have no idea.
Question number five. It was 26 years ago today. Braveheart won Best Picture at the Oscars, and Mel Gibson also won Best Director for the film. Who did he play in that movie?
I have no idea.
All right, let's get Saul back in the...
Lionheart...
Yeah,
Lionheart.
Okay.
Braveheart.
Why is that so quiet?
I don't know.
I know it's
Are you clogging? Bad. Salt's clogging.
Yeah. It's this. Oh, now
Hello?
The. Okay.
Can you not hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello. Okay. Are you there?
Hello.
Yes. You still it?
Yeah.
Donna. Clogging Donna.
Can you hear us?
Hey, Danny, save me.
Just messing.
Clogging me. Donna.
Can you guys aren't going to be like, oh, is it a Mel? Is it a Stooge? Okay. Oh, dear. I'm afraid.
My computer monitor just shut off. Stuff isn't playing.
We're thriving today.
This is so bad right now.
Wait a minute. Am I still not there?
No, you're here.
No, it's not you, Donna. It's us.
It's us. Salt, Donna from Derry got 1 out of 5.
Search.
Wow.
All right. These are tough.
Really close,
here we go. Question number one.
I was really close on a bunch of them.
She was.
Bruce Willis and his wife of 10 years, Emma, recently renewed their vows. Bruce's ex, Demi Moore, attended this ceremony. Who did Demi Moore marry after Bruce?
Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, so close.
Tied to one. One to zero. Question number two. Yeah, she said Ashton Kutcher.
Kushner.
So close.
That's Jared's
long lost.
Less handsome brother.
Yep.
Yeah. Scary Spice says that she and Ginger hooked up once back in the day, and it was just a fun thing.
Way to go.
The Spice Girls say, if you want to be my lover, you got a blank.
Be my friend.
Oh.
Or get with my friend or whatever.
Get with me.
If you want to be my lover.
You got to get with my friends, yes. 1 to 0, question number three.
That seems weird.
2 Chainz.
They all hook up together?
Yes.
That's weird. Her and
That's
her
exactly
friends.
What happens.
Awkward.
2 Chainz came out at Ariana Grande's show at the Garden last week. They performed their new song, Rule the World, together. Ariana currently has the number one song in the country. What is it?
That's a lie, but okay. 7 Rings.
Why is that a lie? You got the charts in front of you?
He was just looking it up.
It's not the number one.
What's, Dan?
The Billboard chart said it was.
I make it up, Dan. I'm just kidding with you.
2 to 0. Question number four. Former NASCAR star Danica Patrick turns 37 today. Maybe. She's currently dating an NFL quarterback, possibly. Who is he?
Aaron Rodgers?
We'll go with yes. Wow. 3-1. Question number 5. It was 26 years ago today, apparently, that Braveheart won Best Picture at the Oscars. Mel Gibson also allegedly won Best Director for the film. Who
Why
did
are
he
using
play? Who did he play in the movie, from what I'm told?
William Wallace.
That is correct. Nice job, Salt.
Good job.
That is the worst clap ever.
I don't know where that is.
It's like a clap in an aquarium. It's like underwater.
I don't know what happens. This system is...
Is that a clap from the golf course?
I'm going to throw the entire system out the window. 4-1 is the final score. Salt gets the win. I'm sorry, Donnie, you don't get the cash. But I do have a pair of concert tickets. You're going to see Tori Kelly April 2nd at the House of Blues, so you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Well, that's great. Thank you.
Not a problem. What do you want to say to Salt before you go?
Well, I'd say, Kenny Day, I hope you're enjoying your vacations. And I'm Donna from the Dirty Dare, and I can't beat Lick Salt.
Okay.
I can lick seven.
What?
Donna.
Dirty Donna strikes again.
What did she say? She can lick what?
She can lick pepper.
Kennedy. Oh, pepper?
I thought she said pepper.
What?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Carson and Kennedy presents Who Can Lick Salt?
All right, Can't Lick Salt is brought to you by our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms. 99-cent coffee, any size, any time. Emily is from Rockland. Good morning, Emily.
Hey.
We're neighbors.
Emily's trying to do something very few people have ever done. She's beaten Kennedy, and now she wants to try and lick salt.
I'm going to do it.
Great.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
I'm going to throw it. There you go.
Will you kick salt out of the studio, please?
Salt, will you please leave the studio?
He like sprints away every time.
All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Salty there, you're going to score yourself $100. Looking at his moderately sized board, he has 113 wins and only 14 losses. Remember, you tie, you lose. He's now in that soundproof studio. Question number 1. Jameela Jamil, who stars in The Good Place, is not here for your fake tea shakes.
No, she's not.
What are they?
Like the fit tea, like the... They're just like laxatives in a drink, pretty much.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She left a comment on Khloe Kardashian's Instagram sharing her thoughts about Khloe promoting Fit Tea. Which network does The Good Place air on?
CBS.
Question number 2. Barack Obama has released his March Madness bracket. He has Duke, Tennessee, North Carolina, and Michigan in the Final Four, with Duke winning it all. Speaking of colleges, where did the former POTUS go to law school? It was actually here in the area.
Harvard.
Question number 3. ABC has renewed the Roseanne spinoff The Conners for a second season. 9.5 million people watch the show on a weekly basis. Which state do The Conners live in?
Michigan.
Question number 4. Lark Voorhees is 45 today. She played Lisa Turtle on Saved by the Bell. Which high school did the cast attend on Saved by the Bell?
Oh, that was before my time.
It was?
I'm young.
How old are you?
I just turned 26 yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I watched Saved by the Bell.
It was on too early before I got out of school.
All right.
I don't know.
Question number 5. Us, the movie, has set a new opening weekend record for original horror films, earning over $70 million. Who is the mind behind Us and also directed Get Out?
It's Key and Peele. Peele, but I can't remember his first name.
All right, let's get Salt back in the studio, please.
And Salty's back!
Much better. Hey, and Salty's back.
That.
Emily, has anybody ever... I'll ask you a question, Salt.
What's that?
Just by Emily's voice, how old do you think she is?
I heard it for about a second.
All right, well, listen. And then maybe,
I'll tell you at the end.
Tell me at the end. By the way, if I scored this correctly, Emily got 1 out of 5. Is that right?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, I'm terrible.
Hey, that's what we call a sooch.
Salty sooch.
All right, these are tough.
In your face,
question number 1. Jameela Jamil, who stars in The Good Place, is not here for your fake tea stuff.
Yeah.
She left a comment on Khloe Kardashian's Instagram sharing her thoughts about Khloe promoting Fit Tea. Which network does The Good Place air on?
NBC.
1-0. Question number 2. Barack Obama has released his March Madness brackets. He has Duke, Tennessee, North Carolina, and Michigan in the Final Four, with Duke winning it all.
Front runner.
Is Michigan still in it?
Does Michigan
it
still... State?
Yeah.
No, Michigan.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not sure. I know at least
three of those. I haven't done any this year.
Hey, Salt.
Yeah.
Speaking of colleges, where did the former POTUS go to law school around here?
I believe he went to Harvard.
Harvard.
2-1. Question number 3. ABC has renewed the Roseanne spinoff, The Conners, for a second season. Almost 10 million people watch that show on a weekly basis. Which state do the Conners live in on the show?
Ohio, I believe.
Illinois. That's the correct answer.
Oh.
2-1. Question number 4. Lark Voorhees is 45 today. She played Lisa Turtle on Saved by the Bell. Name the high school on Saved by the Bell.
Bayside High.
Ooh. Go Tigers.
3-1. Question number 5. Us, the movie, has set a new opening weekend record for original horror films, earning over $70 million. Who is the mind behind Us and also Get Out?
Jordan Peele.
That is correct.
That was his first name.
Yes, that was his
So
name.
Close.
Yes, so close.
In your face, Rocklin.
Neighbor.
Whatever.
Whatever. Okay, I'm going to guess she's like 26.
What?
Wow, that's... That's
Who the
great.
Heck did you know?
Oh, man, I get it all. Bang.
Wow, in your
face. I win everything.
Okay, not so yelly. Not Woo! So yelly. Emily, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of tickets to see J-Lo.
I was right.
Jennifer Lopez, yes. July 16th at the Xfinity Center.
Shocking.
Tickets go on sale this Friday, but you're going absolutely free, so you enjoy that show, okay?
Woo-hoo.
Mm-hmm.
I already won the $100, so I'm okay with the tickets.
Yeah, but you didn't get my $100.
Mm-hmm.
You got Kennedy's.
Whatever. All right, what do you want to say to Salt before you go?
My name is Emily, and I can't lick salt.
Mm-hmm.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy presents You Can't Lick Salt. Let's see if you can lick salt.
All right, Can't Lick Salt, brought to you by our fantastic friends at Cumberland Farms. Nancy's from Ashburnham. Morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
How do you pronounce that town again?
Ashburnham.
Where is Ashburnham?
It is northwest.
Yeah.
Of what? Albany?
Surrounded by Gardner, Westminster.
Gardner.
All right. I love it.
What's it famous for?
Nancy.
Cushing Academy.
I have heard of it.
Renowned school. Yeah. Worldwide renowned.
Renowned.
Yes, Cushing Academy. Yes, pip, pip, titty-o. Were you kicked?
Hey, you got zebras on your wallpaper. Back up there, right? Champ. Fancy over there.
I got Bud Lights all over my house. I got to go clean up. Thanks a lot.
Nancy, will you kick Salt out of the studio, please?
Please leave the studio with Salt.
All right, we have 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Salt. You score yourself $100. He has now left the studio. He's over in that soundproof room. Looking at his moderately sized board, Salt has 114 wins and only 14 losses. Question number 1. Rob Gronkowski is retiring from football. What number did Rob wear with the Patriots?
87. Just heard you guys say it.
Question number 2. Zac Efron and Amanda Seyfried will voice Fred and Daphne in the upcoming animated Scooby-Doo movie. What's the name of the van that they drive around in Scooby-Doo?
The Mystery Machine.
Question number 3. Bret Michaels is very proud of his daughter, Rain, for making the cut for the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. Which 80s rock band did he sing for?
What's his name again?
Bret Michaels.
Bret Michaels. Mm-hmm. The Boys to Men.
The Boys to Men.
The Boys to Men.
Question number 4. Carrie Underwood's husband, Mike Fisher, recently became a U.S. citizen. He did? Is he from Canada?
Yeah, he's a hockey player.
I knew he's a hockey player. I just didn't realize.
They're all from Canada.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right, finish the line from the hook of the song Before He Cheats. Take a listen, okay?
Okay. I dug my key into the side of this. Pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
Yes, girl.
Have my name.
Okay, that's good. Stop. Question number 5. Lena Headey?
Yep.
Posted a tribute to her Game of Thrones co-star Emilia Clarke after she revealed her battle with brain aneurysms. Who does Headey play on that show?
I don't have TV.
Okay, that would make it tough to do a pop culture trivia game.
Keedley, I think.
Let's get Salt back in the studio, please.
And Salty's back!
All right.
How'd I do?
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, I gotta wait.
Okay. Let's see. Salt, I think it's 3 out of 5 correct.
Very good job,
wow,
Nancy.
That was awesome for me.
For me. For me. Wonderful. Normally I get 0.
All right, here we go, Salt. These are tough. Question number 1. Rob Gronkowski is retiring from football.
Cool.
What number did he wear with the Patriots?
87. But he won it over 69.
Question number 2. Tied at 1. Zac Efron and Amanda Seyfried will voice Fred and Daphne in the upcoming animated Scooby-Doo movie. Name the van they drive around in Scooby-Doo.
The Mystery Machine.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Brett Michaels, very proud that his daughter, Rain, has made the cut for the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. Which 80s rock band did he sing for?
Poison.
Poison, not the Boys to Men.
Very similar, though. Very similar hair. Very similar hair.
The Boys to Men.
The Boys to Men. BBD.
They get confused all the time, I'm sure, out in public.
Definitely.
Stuff. You guys. I'll make love to you. That's you guys. Question number 4. Carrie Underwood's husband, Mike Fisher, recently became a U.S. citizen. Salt, finish the line from the hook of Before He Cheats. Take a listen.
Pretty little pickup four-wheel drive.
I got one word wrong, sorry. Yeah.
Pretty little souped up.
My bad.
My bad. That's an MB.
Tied at 3. Question number 5. Lena Headley posted a tribute to her Game of Thrones co-star.
What is it?
Heedy.
Huh.
Heedy?
I don't know.
I don't know either. What is it?
Get in your head. You're doing
Lena Headley.
Lena Headley. There's plenty of space in there. It's okay, Dan. I don't mind. She posted a tribute to her Game of Thrones co-star Emilia Clarke after...
Emilio!
She revealed her battle with brain aneurysms.
It's a serious question. I'm sorry.
Who does she play on the show?
She plays that one with the little hair and the shame and the
shame.
Stuff.
Cersei shame. Lannister, I think, was the
Cersei. That's right. You didn't let me get to it.
Yeah, that's right. All right. You still get the win, though, Salt, 3-3.
That's the worst clap ever.
It's
I don't
so
know
bad.
Where this clap
oh
came
my
from.
God.
Our clap has disappeared.
I don't like it. It's hurting my ears. You lost the clap, man?
Nancy, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. You're going to see Cher April 28th at the TD
you
Garden.
You go, girl.
Yes.
I am so psyched about that.
Yes, Nancy.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for listening.
There's no way I would ever lick salt. I'm married.
Okay.
Thank you for clarifying, Nancy. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right.
In your ash burning face.